Over the Top, by an American Soldier Who Went, by Arthur Guy Empey, machine gunner, serving in France together with Tommy's Dictionary of the Trenches. This book will be split into two sections. In the first two files, Tommy's Dictionary of the Trenches, which is really a glossary of terms, will be presented. If you are already familiar with military lingo, and specifically that of the British soldier, then you could probably skip this and go straight to the third file. On the other hand, you may want to stick with the glossary, because it does pick up terms that are specific to the British Army, and also Empey treats his subject with humor as he sees these things through the eyes of a British Tommy or soldier. Dedication to my mother and my sister. I have had many good comrades as I have journeyed around the world, before the mast and in the trenches, but loyal and true as they were, none have ever done, or could ever do, as much as you have done for me. So as a little token of my gratitude for your love and sacrifice, I dedicate this book to you. Foreword. During 16 years of roughing it, knocking around the world, I have nibbed against the high and low and have had ample opportunity of studying, at close range, many different people, their ideas, political and otherwise, their hopes and principles. Through this elbow-rubbing, and not from reading, I have become convinced of the nobility, truth, and justice of the Allies' cause, and know their fight to be our fight, because it espouses the principles of the United States of America, democracy, justice, and liberty. To the average American who has not lived and fought with him, the Englishman appears to be distant, reserved, a slow thinker, and lacking in humor. But from my association with the man who inhabits the British Isles, I find that this opinion is unjust. To me, Tommy Atkins has proved himself to be the best of mates, a pal, and bubbling over with a fine sense of humor, a man with a just cause who is willing to sacrifice everything but honor in the advancement of the same. It is my fondest hope that Uncle Sam and John Bull, arms locked, as mates, good and true, each knowing and appreciating the worth of the other, will wend their way through the years to come, happy and contented in each other's company. So if this poor attempt of mine will, in any way, help to bring Tommy Atkins closer to the doorstep of Uncle Sam, my ambition will have been realized. Perhaps to some of my readers it will appear that I have written of a great and just cause in a somewhat flippant manner, but I assure them such was not my intention. I have tried to tell my experiences in the language of Tommy, sitting on the fire step of a front-line trench on the Western Front, just as he would tell his mate next him what was happening at a different part of the line. Signed, A.G.E., New York City, May 1917. Tommy's Dictionary of the Trenches, Part 1. In this so-called dictionary, I've tried to list most of the pet terms and slangy definitions which Tommy Atkins uses 1,000 times a day as he is serving in France. I've gathered them as I lived with him in the trenches and rest billets, and later in the hospitals in England, where I met men from all parts of the line. The definitions are not official, of course. Tommy is not a sentimental sort of animal, so some of his definitions are not exactly complimentary, but he is not cynical and does not mean to offend anyone higher up. It is just a sort of ragging or kidding, as the American would say, that helps him pass the time away. Slang terms, sayings, phrases, etc. About turn. A military command similar to about face, or to the rear march, Tommy's nickname for Heberturn, a point on the British line. Adjutant. The name given to an officer who helps the colonel do something. He rides a horse, and you see him at guard mounting and battalion parade. ADMS. The Assistant Director of Medical Service. Have never seen him, but he is supposed to help the DMS and pass on cases where Tommy is posted.